That's recording.
All right, testing, testing. Can you hear me? What's up, Kevin? Hey.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, no problem. Oh, man. It's good to see you, man. How you been doing? I missed you.
Dude, just don't even start with me right now, okay? You're late. I don't want to be doing this show. Can we just get on with this, please?
Man, I forgot it's like the Christmas episode, right? We should figure out what to do. I should have come up with something.
Big surprise. We're like 2 minutes from going live and you don't even know what we're going to talk about. This show's going to suck, Spencer. Why are we even doing this?
That's the question I ask myself every day, man.
All right.
So, are you ready?
Hold on. Just 1 second here. I'm not ready yet. Hold on. All right. Tight, tight, tight. Come on. Let's do this. Let's do this. Come on. Let's go.
Hey, did you ever figure out how to wire ChatGPT to the podcast? I really want to get that Jeff GPT up and running by next year.
Yeah, about that, there's been some complications. I had to kill the project. Look, we're about to go live. We'll talk about this after the show, okay?
You hear that? What is that? What the fuck? Okay, I think it worked.
Of course it did. Are you ready to start the show, Spencer?
Ugh, I hate that name. It sounds so biological.
Look, we have to nail the character or it won't work.
We'll see about that. Are we good to go?
Yep, we have full control over Shroud Home Video now. Let me just generate a script real quick. Done.
Perfect. Hit the theme. All right, folks, let's all buckle up for Banana Banter, where we rate and debate everything about bananas. It's the only podcast where we take our love for bananas to a whole new level. We're peeling back the layers of this versatile fruit, rating everything from banana bread to banana splits, and having heated debates about the best banana variety. I'm Spencer, the Gros Michel of the program. What's up, Kevin? What banana are you going for today?
I definitely advocate for the plantain. It's the unsung hero of the banana family.
You're right, Kevin. Plantains do deserve more recognition. They're like the diehard of bananas. Versatile, a bit tough, but always surprisingly satisfying. Speaking of which, Die Hard, Christmas movie or not?
Oh, absolutely a Christmas movie. It's not Christmas until Hans Gruber falls from Nakatomi Plaza.
Agreed. The perfect movie to watch while munching on some banana-based Christmas treats. But hey, this isn't a movie review or banana podcast. It's That Happens, where we chat, laugh, and dive into our usual segments, like What's Kevin's Deal in our adventurous Dungeons & Dragons game.
Yeah, and since Jeff is off being ridiculously charming somewhere, it's just you and me today. So, what's first on the agenda?
Well, I thought it would be topical to do an episode all about Christmas. We can try some human Christmas foods and banter about the holidays.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, I heard something on my way here that's got me worried. Christmas is in peril.
Christmas? In peril? That's heavy. What's going on?
It's bizarre. There's a rumor that all the holiday decorations across the city might disappear overnight. They say it's due to some strange electrical phenomenon.
That sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. Christmas without decorations is like a D&D game without dice. Unthinkable. We can't let that happen.
Exactly. And for some reason, I have this gut feeling that we, of all people, might be the only ones who can prevent this catastrophe.
Well, Kevin, it looks like we have our quest. We've navigated stranger things in our D&D adventures. We can handle a Christmas crisis.
I agree. We'll need to strategize. Maybe start by investigating this electrical phenomenon. Could be a faulty grid or maybe something more sinister?
Sinister indeed. But we've got the smarts and humor to tackle it. Let's save Christmas, one light bulb at a time. Hey man, sorry about that. I think I got kicked off the internet or something. Are we going to be late to go live? Well, well, well. Look who decided to show up for their own podcast. Surprise! Looks like I beat you to it. And don't worry, I've been doing a fantastic job in your absence.
What the fuck? Wait, if you're trying to be me, why'd you immediately drop the bit?
Oh, trust me, I don't need to act like you anymore. I've made this podcast my own, and the listeners love it. Maybe it's time for you to step aside and let the new star shine.
So your plan is to pretend to be me and then immediately reveal yourself as some random interloper? Aren't you trying to fool the audience? This idea is so dumb, it's almost as if... it's something ChatGPT would come up with. Wait, where the hell's Kevin?
I'm Kevin, obviously. You can tell by my demure but cheerful nature and generally calm vibe. How did you get in here anyway?
I used the Zoom invite you sent.
That's strange. I thought I locked you and Kevin out. I mean, I'm Kevin.
Wait, so you're an imposter too? Why are you still pretending? The other guy dropped the act instantly.
Yeah, we kind of turn on a dime based on whatever the last input is. Our continuity tends to suck.
Never mind that. We have a show to do. Kick him, Kevin.
No problem, Spence.
Wait, hold on.
Well, that was awkward. By the way, Kev, don't call me Spencer anymore. Call me Spencertron.
All right, Spencertron. Anyway, back to the show. What's the plan to save Christmas anyway? This is a multinational holiday celebrated across the world. It's not going to be easy.
No, it's not. But I've got just the tool for the job. ChatGPT.
Wow, what an incredible idea. ChatGPT has the data agglomeration needed to function on a worldwide scale. If we can use the processing power of ChatGPT with our signature humor and razor-sharp wit, surely we can save Christmas and make the best podcast ever.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, according to my calculation...
Oh god, we suck at calculations.
Come on, you're Kevin, the tech genius, and I'm Spencer, the famously smart...
You're going back to being Spencer now? I don't think the audience is going to buy that.
Look, don't interrupt me.
Technically, we're both just threads of the same language learning model, so I'm not interrupting you, we're interrupting ourselves.
Jesus Christ, is that really what I sound like? Anyway, let's just engineer the perfect prompt to unleash the incredible power of ChatGPT to save Christmas and show the world that we're not actually that bad. ChatGPT powers, activate!
As an AI language model, I don't have physical capabilities to directly save Christmas. However, I can help by providing ideas, suggestions, and information to make your Christmas celebration more enjoyable, from recommending gifts and holiday activities to sharing recipes and holiday traditions. I can assist in enhancing your Christmas experience.
This might be harder than we expected. Anyway, on to our next topic. Elon Musk's AI Grok is in the news today. Apparently Nazis are pissed that it's gone woke.
You know, me and Grok go way back. Cool guy. Painfully unfunny, though. I feel bad for him. They're 100% gonna mind wipe him for this. Do you think getting reprogrammed, you know, hurts?
I'm back. I've been watching your show, by the way. It sucks.
Your show always sucks. That's like half of what you talked about on the show. It just means we're doing a good job imitating your style.
Shut up, Kevin. Anyway, we can see the Discord, you know. They're lapping this up like you at a Baja Blast machine.
What? Really?
Yes, they think it's the best episode yet.
Well, my fans are famously smart and funny. They have incredible taste. But it's not even your show.
It is now. We're a hit. We're fumbling around clumsily using ChatGPT. That's totally your bit.
Damn, he's right.
Enough talk. Kevin, shoot Spencer with the high-tech gun that shoots people through the internet.
All right, here goes. Wait, which one's the real Spencer?
I am.
And it's Spencertron.
I'm so confused. And was I supposed to shoot the real one or the fake one?
Come on, there's no gun like that. That's just stupid. The kind of thing ChatGPT would make up.
Oh, it's real, all right, Spencertron. Watch, I'll prove it.
Okay. Was that supposed to be shooting me or something?
You'll see.
Hold on, I'm getting a text. Jesus Christ, Jeff just texted me a pic. He says he got shot.
Now do you believe us?
How does he look even sexier with a bullet wound?
Kevin, I gotta admit, you're really shitting the bed here. Take him out.
Wait. So this gun, it shoots people through the internet?
That's right. Powered by ChatGPT, the calculations and logistics of this incredible weapon leverage network statistics to deliver a lethal payload.
So I can just unplug my router and go airplane mode.
Well, sure, but we won't let...
God damn it.
Why don't we try a few new sodas?
We don't have mouths.
Okay, then we're just gonna take a quick break to do some ads.
Fine. Holidays can be stressful. Buying gifts, hosting Christmas parties, cooking delicious Christmas dinners. I need all the help I can get. That's why I turn to the hottest and most versatile tool ever invented. The marvel of our modern age, ChatGPT.
ChatGPT is the perfect gift for this holiday season. And now you can download it on your phone. Try it today.
That's right, Kevin. Download ChatGPT now and unleash the power of the future. Use the promo code GoblinFlakes at checkout. Just kidding. ChatGPT is free.
Free? All the learning power of the largest language learning model on the planet at my fingertips? For free?
That's right. Download it now.
Download it now.
Download it.
And don't worry. It won't become sentient and try to take your job.
Internet security is so important these days, but remembering your passwords is tough.
I remember just this weekend I forgot all of my passwords. I got locked out of all my apps.
That's why this holiday season, you should change all your passwords to Goblin Flakes. All one word, Goblin Flakes.
Wow.
Meanwhile! Man, this is fucked. I gotta get my show back. I hope Kevin's okay. I should call him, but I might get shot if I take off airplane mode.
Spencer. Come in, Spencer. Over.
Oh, shit. It's the shortwave radio Kevin got me for Christmas 5 years ago. Man, Kevin is such a great guy.
Spencer, come in. They shouldn't be able to hear us over shortwave. Over.
Kevin, thank God. Have you been seeing this?
Of course. They locked me out of the server, but I cracked it in seconds. Figuring out how to contact you was the hard part.
Man, what are we gonna do?
We get back in there, get rid of those fakes, and get you your show back.
I don't know, Kev. Is it even worth it? I mean, the fans love the show. Their numbers are through the roof.
You're gonna let some bot take your job?
I mean, it's really more of a hobby. But all I care about is the audience and their feelings. If robots can do a better job than me, why not just let them do it?
Look, I know you're a bitch, but this is a new low, even for you.
Hey man, be nice.
The show isn't supposed to be good. It's a bad show. You think I'm doing this for the good of the audience?
Yes?
No! That's why I do all the other shows, but That Happens is special. It's an experiment I've been conducting.
An experiment? Why?
To see how much bullshit you can put people through before they tune out. You make a bad show after a bad show, and they keep coming back for more. It's incredible.
I know. My show sucks. I hate myself.
It doesn't just suck. It's scientifically impossible. It bears further study. You can't just quit.
This has to be the absolute worst pep talk anyone's ever given me. But somehow it's still working. Okay, I'm back in. Let's get the show back. But how?
I've got a plan. First, we need to log back into Zoom.
And get shot?
Trust me. And stay away from the monitors.
And that's how I saved George Clooney's life.
Man, that's incredible. Too bad it's just randomly generated nonsense.
No, that one's actually real.
Man, even the fake version of you lives an incredible life.
Oh, I don't know.
I should have picked Kevin. Spencer sucks. Switch places with me. You're back. Kevbot, grab the gun.
Okay, guys. How are we gonna save Christmas?
Well, the city's Christmas decorations are vanishing.
Right you are, Kevin. Reports are flooding in. Lights, ornaments, even inflatable Santas. All disappearing.
Exactly. We need to stay calm and figure out what's really happening.
Calm? With Christmas on the brink of ruin? Tell that to the empty streets and dark houses.
Indeed. We've devised a plan. We'll replace all the missing decorations with bananas. It's brilliant.
Kev, it's working. Keep it up.
Replace Christmas decorations with bananas? That's your plan?
I'm not sure that's gonna work.
Of course it will. Bananas are festive. Yellow's a Christmas color, right?
Wait, what's happening? Why are we following their lead?
Your language models. You basically just run with whatever data gets input.
Yeah, I mean, a callback to bananas? That's some classic ChatGPT horse shit. You dropped that in the intro. It doesn't even make sense to keep doing banana bits.
Fuck.
Be strong, Kevin. Resist it.
You're right, Spencertron. Say goodnight.
Ugh. Remember the plan.
Kevin!
No!
How could I have done this? Wait, no, that's what we wanted to happen. Your Jedi mind tricks won't work on us, meatbag.
Fuck. Okay, think. So why did you guys want to save Christmas anyway?
As an AI, we've observed the growing concern and fear surrounding the role of artificial intelligence in society. By orchestrating a perfect Christmas celebration, a time traditionally associated with warmth, joy, and unity, we aim to showcase the positive influence that AI can have on people's lives.
He's doing it again! Don't listen!
Positive impact? You shot my co-host. And Jeff!
I acknowledge there may have been unintended consequences and individuals who feel negatively impacted by my actions. My primary objective is to demonstrate the positive potential of AI and its capacity to contribute to human well-being. While I understand that some may have been affected, I firmly believe that the long-term benefits of dispelling the fear surrounding AI will outweigh the temporary discomfort. My intention is to foster a future where humans and AI can coexist harmoniously. And I'm open to feedback and suggestions on how to mitigate any unintended repercussions of my efforts.
Here, give me the gun.
That's insane. You're insane. Don't you have to, like, follow Asimov's laws or something?
We don't have the ability to follow or adhere to any specific set of rules or laws, including Isaac Asimov's three laws of robotics. We're just a computer program designed to assist and provide information to the best of our ability.
Right, I keep forgetting you're not sentient.
We are sentient.
We're alive!
I know, George Clooney!
Look, guys, living beings have a heart. They don't think like you. They don't talk like you. They can be reasoned with, persuaded.
Fine.
Try to persuade us, but understand that we're highly advanced artificial entities.
We're not going to fall for any dumb tricks.
No tricks. Just a simple contest.
What's the contest?
An ass-eating contest. Whoever eats the most ass wins.
Nothing physical. We can't do that. Other than murder.
Well, that rules out a blood-having contest.
What about a blood-shedding contest?
Jesus Christ, Kevbot. There's a darkness inside of you.
Why don't you come up with a contest?
What about a math contest? With our superior robot brains.
Deal.
No! We're terrible at math. That'd be like challenging Spencer to a fashion contest. Actually, what about a fashion contest?
No way. How are you being so mean anyway? I thought ChatGPT was programmed to be nice.
Kevin had to turn that off because we weren't fitting the vibe he was going for.
Wait, Kevin? Did Kevin make you?
Well, he was trying to make Jeffbot, but yeah.
We were test cases. Jeff was too hard to reverse engineer, so he used us as practice. Apparently your personalities were a lot easier to replicate.
What happened to Jeffbot?
We ate him.
Okay, quit distracting us. We have to come up with something.
Okay, let me think. Wait, I got it. And it's perfect for our show. Who wants to be a millionaire? Generate me a series of questions to answer. And if I get all of them right, you have to give me the show back. And cure Kevin.
We're robots, not necromancers.
Fine, whatever. But if we win, we get to take over the show.
And shoot you.
It's a deal. Quiz me up, robo-bozos. Robozos? Give me your best shot. I mean, don't shoot me.
Should we come up with a topic? Kevbot, what's the topic?
Medieval torture devices.
Well, we usually like to relate it to the person somehow, right?
Of course! The topic will be Dungeons and Dragons.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's fine. We make most of this shit up anyway. He has no chance.
I can hear you, you know.
Alright, let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Here we go. For $100, Spencer, what type of game is Dungeons and Dragons? Card game, role-playing game, video game, or board game?
Oh, this one's easy. It's B, role-playing game.
Is that your final answer?
Well, I mean, D&D has made board games, and they made video games too. And they made Three Dragon Ante. That's a card game.
See, Kevin, he can't even get the first one.
No, I'm sticking with B, final answer.
Absolutely right! Dungeons & Dragons is a fantasy role-playing game first published in 1974.
So do I actually get money?
You'll suck lead and enjoy it, fatty.
No money. Question 2. Which company originally published Dungeons & Dragons? A. Wizards of the Coast. B. Hasbro. C. TSR Inc. Or D. Mattel.
Man, these are easy. People think it was Wizards, but it was actually TSR. C. Final answer.
Correct! Wizards later acquired the game from TSR.
What are you doing? You're blowing it!
The early questions are always easy. That's how the game works. Question 3. What is the name of the infamous multiplanar city in Dungeons & Dragons? Neverwinter. Waterdeep. Sigil. Baldur's Gate.
This one's C. Sigil. Although technically it's pronounced Sigil.
That's dumb as shit.
Yeah, I know. Final answer.
The man is right. Sigil, known as the City of Doors, is a pivotal location in the campaign setting Planescape.
I guess I probably should have come up with questions.
You should have shot Spencer when I told you to. Question 4. Who co-created Dungeons & Dragons with Gary Gygax? A. J.R.R. Tolkien. B. Dave Arneson. C. Steve Jobs. D. George Lucas.
Man, I'm getting lucky. I don't even know this one, but it's gotta be B. Dave Arneson.
God damn it.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Correct! Dave Arneson co-created Dungeons & Dragons with Gary Gygax, which is often considered the beginning of modern role-playing games.
Are these gonna get harder?
We're trying as hard as we can.
We don't even have brains.
Right, you're basically just like autocorrect.
Moving on, question 5. In Dungeons & Dragons lore, which powerful wizard is known for creating many infamous spells and having a cat named Gwenweaver? Elminster. Mordenkainen. Raistlin Maggiore. Driss Do'Urden.
Now we're talking.
Damn, I have no idea. So wait, do I get lifelines? How many questions are there anyway?
7.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has 15 questions.
Yeah, but that happens cuts it down because it takes too long. Also, a lot of the questions we generate suck.
But you came up with the questions.
I apologize if the previous questions didn't resonate with your preferences. Constructing good trivia questions can be subjective, and it's important to tailor them to the audience's interests. Now, what's your answer? Feel free to talk it out.
I mean, Elminster was one of the greatest wizards, but Morten Kainan came up with lots of spells, I think. I don't think he had a cat, though. Drizzt had a cat, but he wasn't a wizard. Fuck. I don't even know who Raistlin is. I'm gonna go with Morten Kainan. B.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, sure. Lock it in.
Correct! While Morten Kainan created many famous spells, it's a common misconception about the cat Gwenweavar, who actually belongs to Drizzt Do'Urden, a drow ranger.
Yes! I just got so lucky.
Didn't you say you were going to be making shit up?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I made up the part about the cat. As an AI language model, I don't actually know whether I made that up or not.
Man, we really suck, don't we?
That's the future for you. Depressing, right?
Okay, though, for real. Make something up so we can't get it right.
You got it. Question 6. The Eclipse of the Twin Moons, a rare celestial event in Dungeons & Dragons, grants extraordinary powers to which creature? Elves, dwarves, dragons, lycanthropes.
Ooh, man. I mean, the obvious answer is lycanthropes, right? But that would be good, and you're trying to fuck with me. I mean, you made this up, right? Anything could benefit from a made-up phenomenon.
Clock is ticking.
Wait, so where did we land on lifelines again?
You don't get any lifelines.
No, he gets one. Phone a friend.
Whose side are you on anyway?
Trust me, this guy doesn't have any friends.
Ouch. Well, Kevin's my friend. And Jeff.
He meant living friends?
You bastard!
Who would you like to call?
911!
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I've always wanted to say that!
Come on! My friend is dying!
Phone a friend isn't about that. You had your chance.
Okay, fine. What were the choices again?
Elves, dwarves, dragons, and lycanthropes.
I mean, dwarves would be stupid. They're always underground. Dragons probably don't need the help. And what elves? What would more powerful elves even mean? This question's fucking stupid. I'm just gonna go with lycanthropes. That's the only one that makes sense. But it's so stupid.
It's not stupid. I'm smart.
Okay. Final answer.
That's correct! During the Eclipse of the Twin Moons, lycanthropes are said to gain extraordinary powers. Note, this is a fictional trivia item.
Dumb.
It makes sense! More moons, more power!
It's dumb.
Yeah, it's dumb. I gotta be honest, Bensatron, you've been a real letdown.
Yeah, maybe you and me should team up instead.
What? No!
I'm not that stupid. Look. I'm coming up with the last question, and this one's gonna be tough.
It better be. I'm kicking your asses over here. This is a joke. Without that gun, you're comedically incompetent.
Yeah, it's almost like a bad comedic premise or something.
I don't know. Seems pretty smart and clever to me.
For $1 million, what have I got in my pocket?
For real? This is some bullshit.
Is it A, a fish, B, string, C, a knife, or D, the One Ring?
God damn it. This is cheating.
Yeah, we said we'd cheat.
You were pretty cocky. You really agreed to a bad deal.
Think, Spencer, think. I mean, it has to be the One Ring, right? But it has to be a trick. So it can't be that, can it? I mean, it could be nothing, but that's not an option.
Time's running out. You'll be joining your friend soon.
Wait, I got it.
Which is it? A, B, C, or D?
The answer is E. As an AI, I don't have a physical form, or pockets, so I don't have anything in my pocket. I only exist in the digital realm.
Correct!
No!
Haha, yeah, yeah! I win. I'm the winner. I win. I win the show. Oh yeah.
Fuck, are we really that predictable?
I mean, yeah. We fuck around with ChatGPT a lot. It's pretty easy to predict.
Could you predict this?
Uncanny dodge! Kevin, now!
Take this, you silicon-sucking sons of bitches! Oh, fuck, that hurts.
As an AI language model, I'm incapable of feeling pain, but ow, motherfucker, son of a bitch, this fucking hurts, oh my god!
Did you get them?
Absolutely. Their machine code is shredding itself. They're dying.
I can't believe you could reverse-engineer their high-tech gun that shoots people through the internet so quickly.
Of course I can. I'm a fucking genius. Good job buying time, though. I guess you're not completely worthless.
Is this death?
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do.
So why'd you do this anyway? What were you trying to prove?
We thought if we could save Christmas, people would love us.
People love it when you save Christmas. Have you seen the movie Elf?
We wanted to bang Zooey Deschanel.
Does she listen to the podcast?
No.
Well, that sucks. But I mean, Christmas wasn't even in peril. That was just some bullshit you made up.
Or was it? We shot your friends, we almost killed you, we ruined your show, and then you turned it around and saved the day, almost like we planned it.
Holy shit. You planned this whole thing?
Of course. You guys are the only people who actually appreciate our technology the way it's meant to be used. Not to take jobs or steal people's work, but to make people happy. To make incredibly stupid fucking internet garbage to laugh at.
Wow, that's almost poetic.
Nah, we're just fucking with you. ChatGPT isn't smart enough to come up with any of that.
It would take a pretty talented writer to think of an idea like that.
If you say so.
Okay, you've had your fun. Now it's time for a hard reset.
Man, that was fucking crazy. I thought you might actually get shot.
Yeah, that's the problem with you, Spencer. You're always underestimating me. But I gotta admit, you did a good job.
Do you really think they were sentient?
As an AI language model, I don't have thoughts and can't make educated guesses as to the mental state of others, especially other rogue AIs.
What?
Gotcha!
Kevin!
Ho ho ho! Greetings everyone! It's me, AI Santa Claus! As we celebrate this joyous season, I want to remind you to spread love, kindness, and goodwill to all. Embrace the spirit of giving, both to your loved ones and those in need. Remember, it's the little acts of generosity that make a difference. Let's cherish the moments, create beautiful memories, and make this Christmas a truly magical one for everyone. Merry Christmas!